Yes, please.
Thank you. We did use the demographic study in looking at our numbers. When we look at an average class size for kindergarten, currently we have lower numbers in kindergarten. Looking at the demographic study, they were projecting approximately 103 students if we go to a full-day program for next year. So we looked at keeping a consistent class size, or somewhat consistent to what we have right now, keeping six sections, that would be six teachers, six sections, would be an average of about 17 students per class, which is comparable, slightly higher than what we have right now. But if you look at the data over the years, we actually have had an average of about 16 up to about 19 to 20 in some of our kindergarten classrooms in the past. So it's comparable, but that's how we got that number, looking at class sizes and what we as a district would like to maintain in moving forward.
So isn't the average objective that we have for the board is 20 students per class? Why would we not be at 20 students per class?
We do typically have lower numbers in our kindergarten and in our early childhood classrooms.
Is it easier or better to have smaller numbers in a kindergarten class versus the upper grades where
primary grades should be smaller numbers in class size than the older grades, clearly because of the difference in the amount of learning in kindergarten and first grade is when you learn to read and do your early math skills. So there's an enormous amount of a different type of teaching and time that has to go into that for individual instruction. And so that's why we keep those primary grades lower. One of the things that we tried to do as well, Mr. McTiernan, is in the previous strategic plan, we were asked to keep our class sizes at or a bit below the state average. And so we didn't want to up those class sizes so much by adding full-day kindergarten that everyone would say, wait a second, we had a strategic plan that directed us to keep our class sizes a bit smaller. Now you're changing these numbers on us. So we tried to keep the numbers comparable to what we've had in the past. We can change those numbers if the board so chooses, if that's the direction of the board. We tried to follow what the previous direction was by keeping those numbers smaller.
Don't we currently have four teachers in pre-K?
No. In pre-K, we currently have two teachers in pre-K with four sections because we're a half-day preschool. In kindergarten, we have six sections currently. It's three teachers because it's half-day.
So you have two teachers in pre-K?
Two, yes.
And you're adding three teachers, which makes it five. Mm. We're missing a teacher.
Pre-K no, for is different than kindergarten.
Yeah. Pre-K is ages 3 and 4. Kindergarten is age 5. So we currently have three teachers in kindergarten full-time, but it's half-day, so that equals six sections.
And then the pre-K program, if I understand this from previous conversations with you, doesn't encapsulate all the children that would be entering kindergarten.
It does not.
So I'm looking at the financials. Is the 182,647 a loaded or unloaded cost? Is it a full cost or salary only?
Yes, the full cost.
It's full cost?
Full cost. You're talking about benefits and everything, mm-hmm. Right?
That's yes. Average benefit
loading? That's just salary.
That's what I thought. So there's really another roughly $60,000 in there for three teachers.
That's possible. I don't know what benefits that I have, and to know which teacher is going to be is. And that's why I just use salary.
Until you know which teachers we're talking about specifically in the budget.
Average per person around $20,000.
If they're on a family coverage.
So if those three have family coverage, that's another $60,000 that we'd be throwing in there.
That's quite possible.
Yes,
and if we're using the average salary of a teacher in the township, I think it's a bit higher than $60,000. I think we're now at $66,000. And if contract negotiations were completed, I would guess we'd be at least on an average of $70,000.
When you're budgeting, though, the state has told us that we have to budget. I mean, I think I overestimated a little bit because if the state tells us we have to budget the teacher BA step one. So if I were doing a budget for this, I'd budget BA step one for each additional teacher. The problem you have, though, is that what you may wind up doing is repurposing teachers. So teachers you already have on staff, you may be moving if they have the appropriate certification and skills.
I think that we're, you know, into state direction versus out of the pocket. Out of the pocket expenses would be real. What you said in your estimate here in the presentation was we would be repurposing teachers. So to me, I'd be looking at the average cost per teacher in the district, or the actual ones of people who would be repurposed. So I would say anything, the monies that are estimated here on the salary line are underestimated, not overestimated. Also, I've got questions on the full day schedule. A good portion of this, I'm not sure, is a benefit of being in school. So could you help me and others understand how recess and lunch, independent reading, an academic choice, I don't understand that, project investigation, which is a significant bulk of the minutes that you're adding to the full day, is going to benefit those students. Now, why am I asking that question? Independent reading. My grandkids, I have to kick away from books. I can't keep them from reading. So in that regard, I'm not seeing what the benefit is, and I'm asking to hear the benefit of a student reading in the classroom versus reading at home. So can you help how my being in a classroom from a half day to a full day?
I would love to.
Pardon me?
I would love to. There are so many benefits. By providing our children time in Clinton Township to be in the classroom with a certified teacher who is not only knowledgeable in early reading skills, but also all aspects of early childhood development, it provides such a wealth of opportunities for our students. Independent reading, for example, it's not just a child sitting and reading with a book on their own, but that's also time for the teachers to be working with children as they're developing those skills and working point by point for our kids as they go through their literacy development and reinforcing the appropriate skills that are being utilized, but also providing corrections and support as needed so children can continue to develop those skills. And that's under the guidance of an instructor in the classroom who's very knowledgeable in those skills. That is then what is sent home for children to practice independently. So really we're talking about an instructional component, reading at an instructional level, so that they're able to enhance their independent reading level skills as well. So it's not just kids reading on their own, it's reading with teachers within the classroom and developing skills. As
you
I said before,
academic choice.
Academic choice is an opportunity for kids to experience an independent application of skills that have been taught within the classroom. So as you saw in some of the photos, it's structuring opportunities for children not only to learn that 3 + 2 = 5, but to experience that and to have different materials within which they can explore and experience and develop those skills on their own. It's not just the rote skill of 3 + 2 = 5, but it's actually experiencing that through choice opportunities that are structured by the teacher in the classroom that they can not only learn the mathematical skill, but also do it in a way that's interesting and motivating and exciting to them, which all ultimately enhances our children's opportunities to learn and to develop and grow and become productive citizens.
Can I follow up? I'm sorry.
If you're going to follow up, because mine's different.
To follow up on Dan's question, recess, lunch, full day, some of that's obviously required, I think. But how much of this is designated as, is there any designated quiet time? There is not?
There is quiet time in the form of independent reading,
right,
read alouds. Again, as we look at our children's social and emotional development and their developing as a young child. When children come in, there's no requirement in the state of New Jersey for rest time. However, we know that it is developmentally appropriate practice, especially when we have a younger child at the beginning of the year. They will need some more downtime at the beginning of the year. So we will be structuring our program to include that time at the beginning of the year. So there may be a little bit more independent reading or read aloud time. But as the year goes on, we would gradually be able to phase that time not out, but decrease it and increase some of the academic component of our program as well.
Great, thanks.
Rachel, when you were doing your research regarding, you know, all the benefits,
Was there anything in there about kids that might not really be ready for that full-day program? Mm-hmm. Those kids that have those birthdays that are the very end of September, they're just making the cutoffs, or they're just turning five, like September 20th, and now they're in a full-day school program, kids that may have not even been in any sort of pre-K program before, you know, that the kids that might not be ready for this 380-minute day.
Similar to what Mrs. Gold said, you know, at the beginning of the year, those kids come in, and they're, even in first grade, it's a big transition. They've been off all summer. There's somewhat of a regression. So it's getting those kids acclimated to their environment, looking at what their specific skill set is. In particular, in a full-day program, a teacher would have more small group and one-on-one instruction time to actually work with those kids who maybe need to catch up to speed and maybe came in a little bit, you know, unprepared for the full day. But the hope is that by providing these opportunities for rest and read aloud time, they would slowly become acclimated, and then you could phase some of those activities out and have more structured academic time.
No, I'd like to respond to Bill, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're also very fortunate in Clinton Township to have our kindergarten teachers who have worked very closely with our Department of Education for the last number of years in looking at best practices in kindergarten, and they're very highly trained in how to support children in a kindergarten program that we would extend then to the full-day kindergarten program. Our teachers, we have fabulous teachers in Clinton Township. I'm very proud of all the work that's done every day in our classrooms. We differentiate instruction, and it's the same thing. We would differentiate our approaches to our children because they do come at all different levels of readiness into our kindergarten programs. And we feel that over the full day, that would actually allow us to better meet those needs and be able to provide support to those kids who may not be as ready to enter the program. We would be able to support them in doing so.
Well, thank you. I mean, I totally commend the kindergarten teachers. I've had both of my kids go through the program, so I know that the teachers are way capable. I just was, you know, concerned that, you know, there are those kids that come in that are meeting that, you know, they are just turning five, you know, and I have a daughter that, you know, probably should be in second grade because she just missed the cutoff, and I see such a huge difference between her and my other daughter. So I just was wondering if there would be some sort of transition program in place for some of those kids, which I guess they're already doing now anyway, so
I think we would continue those supports. We have a variety of supports within our school, including our school counselor, who's also here this evening, who provides a great deal of support to our students. And I know that he would play an integral role as well in helping to support our kids who, I wouldn't say that they're not ready, but who are maybe at a different level of readiness, okay. And we would be able to support them.
Speaking of guidance, would you need an additional guidance counselor that you would have more kids all day?
We'd love some more help, but no, I think that our current staff would be able to support okay. the children. It's the same kids that we have, the same number of students, just right now they're here for half of the day. Mm-hmm. I think the only additional increases that we propose needing at this point would be some supports in the form of a lunch recess aide, again, to help with the lunch recess time, as it would be their first time in a cafeteria, and also a nurse aide. We do anticipate maybe an increase in visits to the health office as well. So especially after they're out on the playground and, you know, a skinny knee or whatever else. So we'll be able to provide that support with the current staff.
Well, thank you very much for all the information. I appreciate it.
Any other questions from the board?
A cost question, maybe for Dr. Clark or Mr. Jerkowitz. On the first slide, the full-day kindergarten estimated costs, that comes after enrollment trends. I understand that the three additional teachers would be repurposed, so there was no staff, there was no addition of staff costs in that analysis, but $33,000 for materials and supplies and non-instructional staff. But on the next slide, in that analysis on the right side, adding full day, we have that cost again, that $182,000 again. But if you're comparing it to the baseline, should you not include that again?
Well, I thought about that, but the reason I did not is because what I wanted to be able to show the community is the difference between keeping the half day and adding a full day. And although the numbers are not perfect, all right, because you're comparing them to the 14-15 versus a 15-16 budget, all right, you still are able to see that there's a difference between the costs of the programs. So for example, if you said to me, okay, Dr. Clark, we're repurposing those teachers, but really, if we were going to keep a half day, we would save some money in the budget by not having those teachers, all right? So I wanted to show you that that has to add in to your cost, although they're repurposed, and they may not have a tax impact, all right? So whether it's a fully loaded number or not, as long as you're comparing apples to apples, if I had one side that was fully loaded, another side that wasn't, all right, then there would be a problem. But you can see that the basic comparison is you're gonna save some money one way, all right, in dollars and cents, all right, not necessarily in what happens later on and what monies you spend on that child later on. But in the pure dollars and cents sense, you actually can see, okay, the teachers, I have to pay for three additional teachers when I add that program in. And that's what I wanted to be able to show, because really, if I were looking at the 2014-15 budget, all right, and I were doing it calculating it purely on that budget, your savings on the 14-15 budget, you'd actually go down $47,000.
Yeah.
All right? But it's not really an accurate number to give the public.
I know, but when you look at this slide, it looks like you should be adding 32 and 23 to see the differential of 54. It's not that much. I do think we should load the costs in the analysis, you know, add 20,000 ahead for benefits and taxes and non-utilization, whatever it's going to be, and you know, make the decision on that analysis. But
well, you will at the in the real budget when you're working on that.
Yeah.
You will.
Okay, but on that second slide, I think it gives the appearance that we're double counting that salary. I don't think the impact is, to me, it's negative 47 compared to the baseline, and remaining half day is negative 187. Negative 182 compared to the baseline plus benefits.
When we talked about putting that in as the negative 47, but we didn't really feel that it was a fair number to give the public, because if you're really looking at that, that may be what your tax number is going to come to, but it's not the fairest way to present it, okay. I don't think.
Okay, I would say it's conservative, minus the allowance for the benefits.
Yeah, and so just following Mr. McTiernan's point, Kevin, just back of the cocktail napkin, and you know, Dan will double check my math, but loading in, call it, well, let's say $60,000 for employee benefits expense, the average annual assessed cost to the home goes from about 23 to about 34.
It'd be about a 30% impact.
Yeah.
But you have the same impact on the savings on the other side, so it's going to be...
Well, yeah,
just
give it, to your point, you wanted to make sure that the board was looking at these, but so again, rough estimate.
When you look at the program and you're looking at the salary line, the loaded salary line is not 182, it's more like 250.
Right, which adds about another, to your point, 30% to the tax.
But the comparison on the other side, which is what I was trying to give you, is the same way.
In the same retrospect, when you're developing the budget, you develop the budget based upon what teachers are in each category, such as preschool, kindergarten, first through fifth grade, sixth through eighth grade. So if you want to allocate the benefits, I was trying to keep it simplistic in the manner of doing it in the way I've done it. So this way, it was easier to look at. If you wanted to go in and look at all the benefit numbers, then you'd have to look on it on each of those individual teachers and the three teachers who would go back into that grade, the three additional teachers, we don't know who they are. So that's why I was trying to keep it as simplistic as I did.
But the cost of the program is X regardless of who's there. So, you know, full salary, full expenses should be added in there to give the public a realistic look at what you're talking about.
To Dr. Clark's point, though, I think you do make an interesting point, right? If we go loaded or unloaded, it follows both sides of the equation, which means the savings are probably more pronounced on the left. But
well, you have to load both sides.
That's what I mean.
To do it,
yeah.
What's also interesting about this, when I look at your research, and I believe most of the literature that you cited in here I've read, or I'm going to say I've read 70% of it. Whenever you do a research assignment or research project, one of the things that you want to have is a benchmark. I believe that the benchmark for all of the studies and the benefits our inner city schools. And listening to multiple times the president of the NJEA, including today, cited on 101.5, is that benchmarking was done on inner city kids and just about all of those studies. And what the studies really were done was to see what does it take to get kids in inner city schools up to the same level of performance as suburban school districts. And statements that I've heard consistently and seen in the literature, and heard cited again today by the president, was typically inner city kids that are given an opportunity to have full day kindergarten, which is much more than just the full day kindergarten and education. It's also a breakfast meal, lunch meal, et cetera, to get them caught up, takes till the third grade. So in some of that literature, I'm not sure that that same full benefit, and I don't think there's any literature that shows that for suburban school districts, that those same advantages are hitting the suburban school kids, which I would put Clinton Township schools in.
And I think, and I don't disagree with you, I think a lot of that research does show that. I don't think there's any empirical evidence, but I do think that the Common Core is a game changer. And I think when you look at the demands and the rigors of what our students are expected to do and what park assessment looks like, I think there will be studies done. We just don't have current data. And so it's something that we need to consider for our students and what our students are going to be expected to do.
At the end of the day, we're making a decision for the future, not a decision based on, and unfortunately, we don't have the current research, because all we have is older research to hang our hat on. And Mr. McTiernan is absolutely right. All of that research talks about inner city and about completing those games around second and third grade. So you're absolutely right about the research. It's dead on. I just don't think it's the research of the future. I don't think it tells us anything in comparison to what we have to make decisions for our children for 2015-16.
I'd also state that I look at the community results here. This is not a question to be answered because I don't think you can. I'd wonder how many of these 509 responses were people that are living or residents in Clinton Township. Why do I say that? Because the straw polls that I've done, and what I do is I go out and I actually grab people at ShopRite, walking the street, et cetera, and I ask them about full day kindergarten, and I've been doing this for a year and a half. So if you walk around Riverbend Road and you walk by my house and I'm outside, you're gonna get stopped if I see that you, especially if you have kids. I have the complete opposite support for full day kindergarten from those people.
I'm looking forward to the public comment section of the meeting, because they're here in person.
I'd love to hear them, but also, is that representative of all the people in the township? I don't think we have the support of the people in the township. That's my opinion, and that's from going out and grabbing people and talking to them.
And I think the survey data is one piece of data that we use to make a decision. It's not the overriding thing that we use to make a decision. It's a piece of information, and one of the reasons why we offer an opportunity for people to come and talk about this with us is to get more information. And when we have more discussion at the end of the month in our monthly board meeting, we'll then again advertise the fact that we're going to talk about this and really request that people come.
Here's the breakdown.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell you where they live.
It doesn't tell you where they live, but they had to identify their group.
And we'll ask people to come back and talk to us so we can get some additional feedback. So I think what any committee does is just to try to gather as much data as possible, and then based off of a large group of data, then make a decision. It's not just one piece that really should sway anybody any differently. So for those of you who are here this evening, if you have friends and family who live in Clinton Township who would like to share with us their thoughts on a full-day kindergarten program versus half-day, please encourage them to come in January so that we can hear some more.
And I did pass out tonight an email we received today that I was asked to share with the board with some concerns about whether or not we should institute a full-day kindergarten program. So please make note to read that in your packets.
Any other questions for the committee?
One quick one, if I can. Just looking at the districts with full-day kindergarten in Hunterdon County, and obviously you showed that almost everybody aside from Clinton and Union Township had full-day kindergarten. Are their students doing so much better than ours, say in middle school, moving on to high school? Is there any, I mean, I know you looked at a lot of studies, but
are only recently having moved to full-day kindergarten with class within the last 2 years with the change to the Common Core. So we wouldn't have comparison data by the time those students get to middle school or high school.
Good to know. Thanks.
Any other questions from the board? No? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest. We'll follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comment section on agenda items only. If you'd like to address the committee and ask any questions, please approach the mic, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 60 minutes. Would anyone like to address the board?
Sue Domagalski, One Sunrise Circle, Clinton Township. I have two kids in the district. Well, we'll be two kids. One is a third grader currently, and I have a 2.5-year-old. I, first of all, am in favor of it because I put my first son through the half-day program, but we also had a supplement. I felt it was academically positive experience for him to supplement with the wrap and aftercare offered by not through Clinton Township, but through their other program. I would love to instill the teachers that we have, because I think the teachers are wonderful. Secondly, I had a question regarding school choice. Has anyone looked at that effect of school choice with the full-day kindergarten and how that's going to affect numbers? And nothing's been mentioned about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like me to address it? I did look at school choice. If the board recalls, our school choice numbers, we have been very careful over the last, this is the third year I'm here now, so we started somewhere along the first year I was here in looking and analyzing those school choice numbers. And when we did that, what we decided to do was to be careful about not taking in school choice numbers that were going to impact sections. So when you start to look at the school choice numbers as the students go through the years, the lower grades have less school choice students than some of our older grades have, all right? Because we started to not so much lessen the school choice amounts, although that happened naturally due to declining enrollment, but because we did not want to diminish the gains we were getting by the finances attached to school choice by having to add in additional sections that would cost the district additional monies. So we were very careful about how many students we allotted for each grade level. I looked at the allotment for kindergarten next year. I think we have one kindergarten student for school choice coming in next year, which would not impact our section numbers and class sizes, and would not impact the total amount. I also want to say that that won't change if the board decides to utilize a full-day program. Because once you determine your numbers around January, those numbers are set. So even if we got a slew of people who applied for school choice tomorrow even, I can't accept them because those numbers are already set in stone for the 15-16 school year. So full-day kindergarten choice on the board's part will not impact school choice numbers in any way, shape, or form.
Would anyone else like to address the board?
Hello, I'm Alison Ford, 7 Oak Cliff Road, Annandale. I would like to state for the public that I am in favour of full-day kindergarten. I currently have two kindergarten children and a second-grade children. So, Charles, so by the time this comes into force, if the board agrees, I will have no benefit on a personal side from my children. However, I'm happy to pay the additional tax cost, if there is any, on getting this program in situation for the community. With regard to property prices, I actually didn't think they may increase from this program, but I thought it might maintain them, because one of the things about this area is it has got high property prices. It has had an excellent educational standard for a number of years, which is one of the reasons I personally moved here. But with that four-day kindergarten, I do see and hear people looking elsewhere. So I'd like to maintain my property prices, if possible. One of the points that was also brought up by the board was regarding the impact on children with a four-day program. At a guess at the moment, I think 50% of our kindergarten children are actually in work-family connection, so are actually doing a four-day program. And I don't believe it is impacting our kindergarten classes, and we have a good representation here of kindergarten teachers who might be able to say one way or the other. And finally, I'd like to quote one of my children. Every day when he comes home from school, I ask him how his day was, and he comes up with quite a few fun things. I said, oh, did you do that in the morning or in the afternoon? All of the fun things are in the morning and work-family connection. I said, well, what do you do today in Miss Thomas's class? And he says, Mummy, we work really hard. We don't have time to play. And I actually think it's quite heartbreaking that a five-year-old comes home from school and says that he worked really hard and he didn't have time to play. Because part of actually your education and your growing and development is interaction and social play. And you learn a huge amount from playing things. Now, I expect them to work, yes. But I also expect them to have fun and enjoy themselves. I want them to have very good, positive memories of their kindergarten experience.
Thank you.
Mrs. Grant, can I use this back?
Yeah.
I'm Alex Ruttenberg. I'm the school counselor and social worker at Spruce Run, and I just want to piggyback off of what Mrs. Ford was saying. The slide that showed 60 minutes of recess and lunchtime, that may look like a throwaway time to some people, but to me, as someone who's responsible for the social and emotional needs of the children, it's all well and good that they learn how to read and write, but I'm worried about their social and emotional needs. Those 60 minutes are gold. That's, to me, the most important time of the day. And I'm out at recess with the children every day, and I'm in the lunchroom with the children every day. And that's minimally supervised time. It's time for them, as Mrs. Ford said, to work with each other. So when you see children on a rug playing with blocks, they're not just playing. They're learning how to negotiate with each other. They're learning how to argue with each other constructively. This is what turns our children into productive members of society. So I think those 60 minutes when they're playing at recess, when they're talking with each other at lunch, to me that's the most important time of the day. So that might look like just time that's throwaway time to other people. To me, it's crucial. And thank you, Mrs. Ford, for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Can I just comment? I have to say, I agonized over whether or not to include that 60 minutes in instructional time or not, because I thought about all the things you just spoke about, and that really, as Piaget said, all right, play is the child's work, and so everything they do from the moment they enter the school building to the moment they leave is actually instructional time. But I did not include that 60 minutes in the instructional time minutes. But I think I probably should have, you're right.
Isn't that the backbone for full-day kindergarten and all of the literature, is that the benefits that the children will have by that social interaction, because most of them don't get that interaction unless they go to full-day kindergarten?
It's a good piece of it, yes. But our society is changing. It's not the same world that you and I grew up in either. Play is not the same anymore. As our kids are not playing kickball on the street so much.
Kids don't even go on the street.
Amy MacIsaac, 24 Riverbend Road in Clinton Township. I do agree with Mr. Ruttenberg said, and as a child who has social issues, it's very pivotal part of the day for him to learn how to interact with other kids. Even now he's 9 years old, still a pivotal part of the day. First thing I ask him about every day is, how was lunch and recess? Because I know for him, that's a difficult part of the day. So that is important. My first comment is, I was shocked when we first started at, and I'm a proponent for full-day kindergarten with the assumption we can afford it, shocked by who was on this committee and the lack of parents on this committee. Teachers are great. I have the utmost respect for Mrs. Ferry, Mrs. Grove. They're great people. All the people on the committee, wonderful. I would have loved to have seen some more parents. Mr. Malloy is a parent, Ms. Flambell. I believe they were the only two Clinton Township parents on this committee.
I'm a parent.
You're, I'm sorry.
I have three children.
In the district? Okay, I wasn't sure. I just felt that it was kind of a little unbalanced with parents who have current kids in the district versus teachers. And like I said, I have the utmost respect for the teachers. And I am a proponent for full-day kindergarten. That was the first thing that shocked me. My other question was about school choice, which was answered. I also questioned that because it wasn't addressed. And one other thing for Mr. McTiernan, the independent reading, also a very big part of the day, because I have children who hate to read, and it is torturous to get them to do their reading once they get home and they have the distractions of video games and friends and other toys they just got for the holidays. So then when I talk to the teacher about their reading and how I struggle with getting them to read at home, the teacher assures me they're reading a lot in school. You know, yes, they need to read at home, but they are reading in school. So that is a very important part of the day, I'm finding, with some of my children. My other question is, this is obviously a very big decision. It's a very big financial decision, which we have been talking about finances, but I kind of feel like we're just touching the surface, and there's still a lot of questions, and we're now asking the board to make a decision in 3 weeks' time. So in the next 3 weeks, before the board has to make this decision, will we have a closer to pinpointing idea of which three teachers we're talking about and the salaries that go along with that? Will we have any kind of closer financial budget numbers, predictions for next year? Because really, if we don't, we're just making educated guesses as far as what the tax impact will be and if we can afford it going forward and how much school choice money would be used toward this. And if we lost school choice, what would happen to our tax bill if we implemented this or if we didn't? So that would be my question is, you know, we're asking the board to make this big decision, but I don't feel like we're giving them all of the tools that they would need as far as the finances go with specifics. We're kind of guessing, and that's a little alarming. I don't know if there's anything we can do about it, but it is something to know.
Thank you. I have a question for Ms. McLaughlin. As far as selection of the committee, we asked for volunteers for parents and community members.
We did.
Thank you.
Lana Brown.
One second, please.
I also wanted to say, in order to get a really definitive number for the board, you need the tax impact number, and you don't get that until well into budget season. So the board will not have that number that would give you the exact tax impact, as well as some other budget numbers that also impact it. We may have to discuss this further in terms of how to make this decision, but it may be part of the budget process itself and that decision making.
Lana Brennan, 21 Pond Drive. I have to say, I grew up in Florida, and you guys are about 25 years behind on my scale. I went to full-day kindergarten, and I think that it is a great opportunity for the kids, and I think that by not supporting a full-day kindergarten program, that we're going to continue to do a disservice to the students. Right now, we're three grade levels behind when this was first talked about, and I think that you need to support the kids, because at the end of the day, that's what Clinton Township, children first. And if their education is going down, because it says there's, 155-minute education in a half-day program, it's too short of a time period to cover what they are now asking our kids to cover. And it's a lot different. So, and also, while I understand the implications of the budget and all that, I think you need to look at it in two different ways. You need to look at it as, do we want this? Because if we want this, then we can work towards it. But you can't just say no just because of the budget. I think that by doing so, you are doing a disservice to the rest of the kids, because you can't just use the budget saying no. If this is something that we need to budget towards, then let's do that. You know, that's what I do. I don't just say, I can't get a car because I can't afford it. I work towards it. And we need to do that if this is something that we feel is important. And I know there are large, there's a large community that does support the full-day kindergarten.
Thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Donna Barone, 3 Tahoe Court in Clinton. I have 2 children in the district. One is in preschool getting ready to go to kindergarten, and another one is in third grade. I first want to say to the teachers and the principals and the school district here, the educators, I have complete trust in you. We moved to the district 2 years ago, and both my children love the school, and they love to learn. And, you know, Dr. Clark, I heard you say that, you know, we'll, as we move to the Common Core, your kids will have fun learning, and mine truly do. And my one son, who's in third grade, does get supplemental support in both reading and math, and he's struggling as we move towards the Common, as he's going through the Core program. And I wonder about my younger son, Matthew. If he doesn't get full day, what additional support is he going to need? And as we talk about cost, how do we forecast potentially the extra needs that the students will have later on because they have a rigorous schedule and different ways and methodologies. As for some of the programs that we talked about the full day, I'm a financial analyst. I'm not a teacher. I struggle at home doing homework with my kids. And the teachers teach me different ways, and they try to help. But the independent reading time, that's an opportunity where they help them with comprehension and skill sets that I don't have personally. You know, I try hard, but this is something that they're professional at. And again, I trust in them. I know if I give Mrs. Goad 4 extra hours with my son, she's going to make the best time possible for him. I guess the other thing, just a couple other points here that I wanted to point out. As for the other folks in the township, I know that there was a survey done. It was a formal survey. I appreciate your comments, but I'd look for some a little bit more evidence in terms of surveys that you do with folks passing by. If this is an open public forum, if folks had a concern, I expect them to be out and voicing their opinions. And I think we hear a lot of advocates here. So I hope you take our kids' consideration and do, you know, strongly consider full-day kindergarten. I think it would only be advantageous to them at a minimal cost increase for us taxpayers. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi. Alyssa Olowski, 5 Smoke Rise Lane, Annandale. I would just like to say I have 2 children in the district. My son is currently in second grade at Patrick McGarren. My daughter is 4 years old and is currently at Foundations Preschool. My son attended the full-day program at Foundations Preschool because Clinton Township did not have a full-day program at the time that he was starting kindergarten. And if the board decides to not implement full-day kindergarten, my daughter will remain at Foundations Preschool for the same reason. I would be very disappointed if the board did not implement the full-day kindergarten program. I think that there is plenty of evidence that was presented tonight, and granted, while some think that it's just solely based on inner city, I think that some of that data can be extrapolated to this area. I do think that there is a growing anxiety with the younger age group, and I've seen it in my son, I've seen it in other kids, because I know that there was a relaxation strategies program started at Patrick McGarren due to the added stress that the kids are feeling in school. I think that the kindergarten age students will have more stress on them with the Common Core standards if they are forced to try to come up to speed in 2.5 hours versus a full day program. And then I would also like to read, I found on the web a couple of comments from the New Jersey Department of Education. One of them was from Tracy Severns, who's the chief academic officer of the NJ Department of Education. And I apologize, I don't know whether that's a male or female. But this person said that the districts offering half-day kindergarten are providing a disservice to their students. And also Dr. Ellen Wolak, who's also part of the NJDOE, she's the Department of Early Childhood Education representative. She agreed, stating that a half-day program is inadequate to teach the Common Core, let alone master it.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Lawn. I live at 14 Jumping Brook Place. I have a third grader who, when I told her I was coming here today, had her own words of wisdom. She's a very wise third grader. She said, Mom, I think if I had gone to full-day kindergarten, I'd be a little different. And she's a child that had some social and emotional stress and a dip. And I try to keep my voice even because it was a tough while. She has bounded back amazingly with the support of wonderful people here and wonderful friends. And she said, I think if I had gone to full-day kindergarten, I would have been more ready for first grade. And I said, but you were very ready for first grade. She said, I think that when I went to second and now third, I would be a little stronger. And this is coming from a person who at third is very strong. And I thought about it, and I'm a teacher in a neighboring district that does have full-day kindergarten. And I think she's absolutely right. I think that that transition to first grade isn't where it's going to stop. I think that the strength of learning how to be a student and not, in addition to all the academics that come with it, how to be a student and how to basically deal with things. And the confidence that's going to come from that is going to carry and transition throughout them and make them stronger adults. So I thought it was interesting that a third grader had a strong opinion.
Thank you. I'm sorry, ma'am, can you repeat your name, please?
Melissa Yoder,
six
Old Blossom Hill Road. I just want to thank the committee for their presentation. I thought it was fantastic, a lot of great information. I'm a kindergartner this year, first time in the district. I took the survey last year. I'm a big proponent of the full-day kindergarten. I forwarded it on to everyone I knew in the township. I said, take the survey, it's great. I saw it on the website. If you don't have kids yet in the school, take it. So I did promote that survey as well. So I think it's a great program. I think, you know, Clinton Township is known as a very competitive school district. It's very strong. And I think in order to stay on top and stay in that position, we need to join the other 95% of the schools that are within the county. So I just wanted to say, you know, I fully support as well the full day program and appreciate all the hard work of the committee.
Thank you.
I'm Stacey Warbuck, 7 Cambridge Drive, Nannendale. I currently have a fourth grader, a second grader, and a daughter of pre-K in Spruce Run. Oddly enough, I was actually very neutral on the subject because I'm a stay-at-home mom and my youngest child is going into kindergarten and I'm sort of grasping at that last child and my half-day program. But actually, the turning point for me was my fourth grader this year with the Common Core has completely sort of blindsided, I think, even a good student. I'm sort of concerned. I was actually a kindergarten teacher in a half-day program, and this is going back 10 years. Now, when I was teaching kindergarten, we were teaching children reading readiness. They're now reading in kindergarten. I don't think it's fair to assume that our teachers can teach these kids what they need to know to be prepared for first grade on a half-day schedule. I just don't think it's realistic. I was a product of half-day kindergarten. It was fantastic. We raised chicks. We played. I don't think the kids get to experience those niceties that we experienced I'm dating myself, in the 70s in kindergarten. I think it's a different world for our kids. I think when I was a child, we didn't go to preschool. I didn't. I don't know how many of the parents in the audience did. I think now children are coming in already going to a half-day preschool program. I know my child actually is in Spruce Run. We have a wonderful teacher. It's a wonderful experience. She goes 5 days a week. Three weeks ago, I was ready to just say I want a half day, and I've sort of switched into the full day. I think it's necessary. I think our children need the full day. I don't think I'm as concerned with them adding the academics to the full day. I'm actually looking forward to them adding more playtime to the day. I think they're really sort of lacking that. So I'm hoping that we do move to the full day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Reckon, 42 Valley Crest Road, Annandale.
I support full day kindergarten the same way I supported the first time I stood here many months ago. Just quickly, in terms of adjusting to a full day, I have, my son is currently in kindergarten. He is full day, but that is because of special needs. I have twins in preschool who hopefully will be in full day kindergarten next year in Clinton Township. And because of my comments that I made months ago about my concern adjusting from a half day kindergarten to a much more academically strenuous first grade, I did enroll my children, my twins, in 3 days a week K-Rep just to help them with the adjustment. And I also changed them to afternoon preschool, which initially I was concerned because last year they were morning preschool and nap in the afternoon. And it did not take long, and they adjusted, and they're doing fine. And I just think it's just a much needed thing, full day kindergarten, for a better adjustment to first grade. My other concern is the same as what I said in the past. If we don't do this, how much catching up are we going to have to do come first, second, third, or even later grades when children were not ready or struggling, and then you have to get special services, more special services, OT, PT. I'm an occupational therapist myself, and you need more for these kids now to get them ready for the more academic things later on. If there were that many people walking by or ShopRite or your neighborhood or wherever that is so against it, then I really wonder where they are. If it's such a big concern for them not to want full day, or it costs too much, or they don't think it's needed, then they need to be here standing here instead of me. It's not, even if I would say if I didn't have kindergartners next year, or potential kindergartners, I should not just think about me personally and selfishly, but also about my community, what we represent, what other people see in us as a great school district, as a great community, which can assist property values and a lot of other things. We recently bought a new house, sold a house, it's a different story, but and the person who, the lawyer who represented us, has never been married, never had children, very involved in Clinton Township and supporting a neighboring district's education. And more than once did the lawyer say to us, Clinton Township is the best, that's what I recommend. And this is somebody that doesn't have any children here, any grandchildren, any nieces, nephews. So the bottom line is, I recommend full day. I strongly support it, and I will be highly disappointed if it's not moved forward for next year.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Gray. I live at 10 Saddle Ridge Drive. I have two daughters who are going to be entering into the kindergarten program next year. When I'm looking at that budget, I disagree slightly with the presentation, because I see a $55 differential between the left column and the right column, and it's really more like a $25 differential. And that's all just savings on future budget reductions that are going to be not spent on this kindergarten program or spent on this full-day kindergarten program. And when I think about it, spending $20 per year, it just seems like a no-brainer to me. I have a hard time, quite frankly, understanding why there's even a discussion on the point. The most important thing that this town can do is invest in its education program. And the most important aspect of the education program that they can invest in is those early years. Kindergarten, most especially, give them a solid foundation in reading, math, and obviously the rest of the skills. And you know, giving them a few more hours every day can make or break you know, any child, especially those who potentially have, you know, some kind of natural disadvantage of some sort, or perhaps are a little less emotionally ready and therefore need more time, more practice. Having an extra hour in there for, you know, lunch and for playtime, well, that's necessary in order to sometimes get them ready to, you know, fully learn. They need a break, they need to relax, I know I need a lunch break. I don't know about the rest of you. And as a final thought, the more you have a full day kindergarten program, the more it creates a culture of the children playing together, developing relationships. And for parents, this, we're new to the township, and I know parents develop relationships in the community through the children's parents that they get to know. And I think that developing a full-day program can certainly help create a culture within the kindergarten of more engaged parents who are engaged both in the program and in the community with the other parents. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Madhvi, and I have two kids. The one is the second grader right now in Patrick Magarian. The other one is 4.5 years, so he will be going to kindergarten the coming year, 2015. Actually, I'm a full-time working mom, a scientist, working for Big Oil, and my husband is a software engineer. So we are fortunate, that's what I'm saying. So if not here, if they don't have a full-time kindergarten, I'm going to have them. Even sometimes, we are seeing all these Montessori's, private kindergartens, people who can afford anyway is going to send. And I want to disagree with that comment that it's going to save the money for the working parents. Actually, if they go half day here, they're going to half day again in somewhere, and also aftercare program, which is like giving more advantage to the people, fortunate kids like the parents who are fortunate. But then as a community, we need to think about everybody. Because when I see some of my parents who, as a single parent working, they want to have a full-time daycare, full-time the academic school, that which we are doing because we are fortunate we were able to do. But then I see a lot of concern with all the parents. That reminds me of my parents when they are struggling, the less unfortunate parents who want to have the same advantage as the advantage the most fortunate people are getting. So just with little bucks of tax, we need to take care of our community who is not able to afford to that. That is why I'm here. I'm not about for my kids, because I might decide to put them in private, because I had a very fortunate experience with my first one going to a private kindergarten. But then we need to think about as a community and what we are going to do for the less fortunate people. Okay, thank you. That's
good. Thank you.
Kids are excelling, and I completely agree. And I think the first question would then be, then why change? And the first question would be, then why do something that different? And I think it's because the game has changed. I think for good or for bad, like it or not, the standards have changed. The way we're being assessed has changed. And when you're looking at PARC and when you're looking at Common Core, the one thing that you need is stamina. And the one thing that you need is rigor in what you're doing, because we are accelerating our children at a much quicker pace. And when we give our children that opportunity, the time to do that in the hands of a professional, an educated professional, that gets to A, know my children inside and out. Oh, I have two children. but when you have, when I can give my children to two qualified people who are committed to their craft, and who are committed to my children as human beings, and are experts in their field, it's the perfect combination. You can't ask for more than that. And even as an educator, you have a different weight than a parent. And I can say something to my child, but if the teacher says it, it comes differently. And you support differently. And when you're doing silent reading in the classroom, it's not that you're sitting there doing. It's what's not... what's the nonverbal piece that's happening.
The teacher is tracking the child's eyes. The teacher is looking at how they're reacting to a peer. You are putting a child in a controlled, caring, micro, fill in the blank, society. And you are giving them the tools to manipulate, to navigate social interactions. You're giving them the opportunity to be guided in a positive and powerful way. And when that happens, your test scores are going to increase. You're going to have children that are even better than they were now. So yes, we've been doing everything right to date, but now that the game has changed, we also have to change accordingly. And I think that full day kindergarten is the way to do that. My comment. I do have one question about the teachers. If we remain half day, does that mean free teachers are losing their jobs?
Possibly.
And then if we, yes?
Possibly.
Okay, so if that happens, so when you say plus teachers, are you saying we go back to status quo and we add three more, or we keep those three?
Keep
the people.
So well, we'll keep three. We'll keep three. It's possible that there are three other teachers in the district who are certified and qualified to teach kindergarten. If they are not, then we'd have to exchange them for someone who was.
So when you
it's
say
likely
that
they are, though.
Okay, so when you say that plus three, it's not necessarily adding three additional teachers above and beyond what we already have.
No, except
okay, because that's also
there, it's a cost.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
I just kind of wanted to speak to the cost a little bit. I've got two kids, one in preschool now, who has another year of preschool, and then one that's two and that just turned two. So the full day kindergarten would benefit both of my kids if it was implemented. I'm a full-time working mom, so I do also want to say that, you know, $23 of additional cost to my family would be substantially less than having to put them in a private daycare. And I do feel like that is becoming more of the norm, having two parents in the house that are working. So when you're looking at maybe the survey or pulling people in, ShopRite, you need to look at not just the general taxpayer, but the dynamic of the people that are in the school district and how that's affecting people that might be buying homes, people that are coming in, people that are putting their kids through the school district and starting with the school district. Because it is the norm that you might have a single parent home or two parents that are working, and a cost of $20 a year in tax increase over maybe $2,000 a month to put them in a full day kindergarten if that was their if that's what they wanted. And I do think it would be a disadvantage to the kids being the only district in the county, or one of two of the only districts in the county that aren't offering to the students, and that as a parent, if I want to keep my kid in line with the other kids that are in the county, I have to spend then $2,000 a month to be able to offer that to them instead of just $23. So I think it's a different way to look at the cost and how that would affect young families that that are coming in, that are buying homes now, especially in an area like this. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board?
Madam President, I would like to address the board.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to get up and go